All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Wednesday, February 17th. President Joe Biden appeared at a town hall with Anderson Cooper last night. He laid out some of his goals for the rest of the year. For example, Cooper asked Biden about school reopening. He asked when the majority of K-8 schools would be open, and Biden said, "I think we'll be close to that at the end of the first 100 days. The goal will be 5 days a week." As I mentioned in a recent update, the new CDC guidelines support reopening at least elementary and middle schools with tighter restrictions on high schools and colleges. And Biden touched on those guidelines as well. He mentioned that they would be trying to limit class sizes and minimize any other opportunities for COVID-19 transmission. Part of Biden's optimism comes from his outlook on vaccines. At this point, around 12% of the population has received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine, with little under 5% done with both doses. But Biden reiterated his commitment to getting vaccines out as quickly as possible. He claimed that by the end of July, we'll have over 600 million doses, enough to vaccinate every single American. To be clear, that doesn't necessarily mean that 300 million people will have been given the vaccine in July. They still need to be distributed to the states and given to the right people. But obviously, that would be a massive improvement from where we are now, with only a small percentage of the population vaccinated. And going off of that point, Cooper asked Biden for an estimate on when things would be back to normal. Now, Biden hedged a little bit here. He didn't want to make any claims that he couldn't back up. He said, "All the experts, all the committees that I put together, the leading researchers in the world, in the United States, are on this committee of mine, headed by Dr. Fauci and others. They tell me, be careful not to predict things that you don't know for certain what's going to happen, because then you'll be held accountable." So, this is obviously a developing situation. New variants are spreading. Progress with the vaccine isn't always completely predictable, but Biden went on to say that we should be significantly better off by the beginning of next year, and he clarified that he's talking about the school year in September rather than the beginning of the 2022 calendar year. That covers most of what they talked about with respect to coronavirus, but I want to run through a few other important issues that Cooper and the town hall participants brought up last night. The first one is the minimum wage. Biden supports $15 minimum wage. Bernie Sanders, Schumer, and Pelosi are all pushing for a federal $15 minimum wage for reconciliation. But moderate Democrats like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema favor a smaller bump to the minimum wage. Biden himself previously doubted whether minimum wage would be eligible to pass a reconciliation, but he reiterated his support for the increase and claimed that gradually phasing it in would make things easier for businesses. Biden summarized his thoughts at the end of this point by saying, "I do support a $15 minimum wage. I think there is equally as much, if not more, evidence to dictate that it would grow the economy and long-run and medium-run benefit small businesses as well as large businesses, and it would not have such a dilatory effect, but that's a debatable issue." Of course, even if Democrats were able to get this in the reconciliation bill, they would still need to find a way to get Manchin and Sinema on board. And if it doesn't pass in the relief package, then they would obviously need to get support from some Republicans, which would make things even more complicated. So there's still a long way to go before the $15 minimum wage becomes law, but there is broad support for increasing the minimum wage. So even if it doesn't go the way Biden wants it to, I still wouldn't be surprised to see some kind of increase in at least the first year or two of his term. A few other points that Biden touched on: he said again that he supports forgiving $10,000 in student loan debt, not the $50,000 that some progressives are advocating for. He said that a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants will be essential for any immigration bill, and he talked about $60 billion in the relief bill that will go toward helping small businesses reopen safely. So overall, this was a good summary of what Biden is focusing on in his first 100 days and beyond. I'll put a link to the full interview in the description below in case anyone wants to check it out. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was watching the town hall, and she responded on Twitter almost immediately to Biden's comments on student loan debt forgiveness. Obviously, AOC is one of the main proponents of student loan forgiveness right now. She said, "The case against student loan forgiveness is looking shakier by the day. We've got the Senate Majority Leader on board to forgive $50,000. Biden's holding back, but many of the arguments against it just don't hold water on close inspection. We can and should do it. Keep pushing." So this is an issue where Biden is going to get a lot of pressure from the left. I don't want to speculate too much on where that will go over the first year or two of his administration, but it doesn't look like Joe Biden is in a place right now to take any executive action to that effect for 50K. It could be tough for Schumer to get every Senate Democrat on board for 50K, especially when it's a policy that the president doesn't support. So 10K is a lot more likely. That's probably something more Democrats will be able to agree on, but the future of the 50K forgiveness plan is a little less clear right now. All right, last story of the day. The White House announced several actions intended to expand our testing capacity and prepare for any coronavirus variants that might pop up in the future. Biden set aside $650 million for the Department of Health and Human Services, along with the Department of Defense, to increase testing opportunities for elementary and middle schools, as well as homeless shelters and other places where groups of people are likely to be at risk of transmitting the virus. Another $815 million will go toward manufacturing various supplies, including molded plastics, filtered by PET tips, and nitrocellulose, which is used in antigen point-of-care tests. And finally, his plan gives $200 million to the CDC to help them use genome sequencing to identify new coronavirus variants, track their spread throughout the country, and take any necessary measures to minimize their effects. The administration expects this to more than triple the CDC's sequencing capacity from 7,000 to 25,000 weekly samples, which will hopefully help us combat the British, South African, and Brazilian variants, as well as any others that might pop up in the future. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for watching to the end, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.